fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you in the second hour of the John Moore Show from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 16th day of September, 2007. Welcome back. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about every aspect of preparedness. We've been focusing on communications, on food, on water, on toolkits, all of life's little essentials. This is a live call-in show. If you have a question or a comment, you're certainly welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. Republic Trading Group now has a new website. It's republictradinggroup.net and a toll-free number. It's Monday through Friday during normal business hours and Central Daylight Time. It's 800-691-7898, 800-691-7898. And, of course, the DVD, Freedom to Fascism. If you want an education for yourself, if you want to help wake up friends and family and see what's really going on in this country, might be the best $25 you ever spent. Freedom to Fascism, available at the Republic website. We have a toll-free number just to order that. That's 800-727-2719. I guess I should mention I've got some videos at my website, thelibertyman.com, videos related to abrupt climate change, videos related to preparedness, videos I produce where I'm in these videos, and they're professionally edited and reproduced, very well done by people who do this for a living. My book, Feel Safe Anywhere, You Can Be Your Own Bodyguard, My Article, No Need for Panic, which deals with abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. The real deal. Not the Al Gore deal. The real deal. First break coming up. Stay tuned. 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It's the 16th of September, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. These earth changes, in case you haven't been paying attention, are becoming more severe. Storms of all types, thunderstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons, are all becoming more frequent and more severe. It's one that hit Texas just a couple of days ago. The experts were saying it gained strength more quickly, closer to shore, than they've ever seen before. I started talking publicly in 2005, quoting a young man who was a NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientist, who made a slip of the tongue in the fall of 2005 about, just wait till these people see hurricanes forming over land. And that's exactly what happened about 3 to 4 weeks ago over Oklahoma. We had a classic hurricane storm over land. With a perfectly formed eye, the storm spinning in a clockwise nature, and winds of hurricane strength, 10 miles above hurricane strength, 85-mile-an-hour winds. Classic hurricane. Of course, traditional meteorology says this can't happen. In fact, a friend of mine saw the CNN news girl, or I should say CNN weather girl, live on the air pointing to the radar and saying, this can't happen, this can't be, this can't happen, this can't be. Of course, with her training and education, it couldn't happen and it couldn't be. There's a level of training and education above this young woman on CNN, however. What Professor McKinney refers to as first-tier scientists. They know what's going on. They know why it's going on. They know how it's going on. They know when these things are going to get worse. They're not about to tell you and me. Not about to. There's a select number of several thousands of men and women and their families who've been chosen by the federal government to have housing in these very large and very expensive federal shelters that are built all over the country, the Denver airport being one of the bigger ones. We have one outside St. Louis, a lot of military bases, and they've used Superfund cleanup projects like the one outside of St. Louis as a cover to spend hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to build these structures without people taking them to task for this accountability for spending all this money. Point being, all this, ladies and gentlemen, let's kind of twist this conversation back to preparedness. These things are coming, and the government's not going to be there to help you. So you're on your own, baby. You're on your own. Whatever resources you have, whatever skills you have, whatever people you have, that's what you got. People call me up asking me to tell them what to do. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. That's not my job as a radio talk show host. Your job is to do your own research, do your own due diligence, and do what's best for you and your loved ones. Don't let a radio talk show host tell you what to do and how to spend your research. If a person wants advice, I'll give advice, but I'm not going to tell people what to do. I'm simply not going to put myself in that box. Now, the freeze-dry guy and I are working on doing a seminar for some fine folks that want to bring us out for several days to do a seminar for them. And I'll certainly consider doing that for any of you out there. And if you want to talk to me, I got a toll-free number. I'll list it at my website during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, Central to Daylight Time. I'll talk to you about that, see how feasible it is. If it's workable situation or not. But you need to do your own homework. Do your own due diligence. And reach a decision that is right for you and your family. That you can live with. That's what you need to do, in my opinion. Now, the U.S. Navy has been offering, or I should say giving, classified briefings to their own people for more than 20 years. I've talked to three men who've been present in these classified briefings. Briefings about rising ocean levels and abrupt climate change. The Navy has concluded from their studies that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks are one of the known safe havens to survive what's coming at us, which just happens to be where I live with my family. There's other places, but the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is one of the more desirable places to be. Picking up and moving, especially if you have a career that's not terribly portable, is no small thing. It is not easy to do. And employment in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is frequently a difficult matter for most people most of the time, depending on who you are or what your skill set is. I'm truly blessed that I have a career and a skill set that allows me to live where I live here in the Ozarks. And I thank God every day that I have a skill set that allows me to have the life that I lead out here. Sacrifices must be made if you want to make this move and live with your family in a safer place. I know several families that have moved to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, not because they think it would be fun or nice or wonderful, but because they thought it was the safest place to move. It was the right thing to do. That's why they did it. Now, you can do a lot worse when it comes to climate and people and economy than the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. There are certainly worse places to be. We used to have what we called winter down here. Winter has just about stopped happening, quite frankly. In fact, armadillos, which I never saw until 5 or 6 years ago, my 60 years of living in Missouri, are now migrating up from Texas and farther in places in the south into Missouri because of the mild weather that we're experiencing. The brutal winters that we used to have frequently and on a regular expected basis in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks have pretty much come to an end. We still have what we call winter. We'll have cold nights where it might get down to 10 degrees. We may get a dusting of snow, or maybe we might get an inch or two, or even 3 inches of snow. But compared to the snows that I recall not so long ago of 8 and 10 inches, quite common, and snows of a foot and a half, and 2 feet happening at least once a year, we have very mild winters, which translates into a longer growing season, which translates into more bugs in the summertime. So there's, like many things, there's advantages and disadvantages to this warming that we're experiencing. The armadillos are a pest. Out here in the Ozarks, we kill everyone we see. They're a slow, stupid animal that they manage to get hit by trucks and cars pretty frequently. When it comes to survival, you need to do your own homework, do your own due diligence, and come to your own conclusions, starting with spiritual preparedness. The single most important thing anybody can do is come to an accommodation with their Creator, with God, as to what's best for them and their family, and that their life and the lives of their friends and family is value and is worth saving and worth protecting. I know I may sound like a broken record to repeat this as frequently as I do, but we know from the experience of American POWs in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, that the POWs who had a strong spiritual foundation were far more likely to survive that experience in the POW camp than those who did not. Far more likely. After that comes skills. And we've been talking about some of these skills on this show today. Skills of a farmer, the skills of a vegetable grower, the skills of an EMT, the skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of a soldier. It's a long, long list. Skills that take weeks, months, and years to acquire. The skills of maintaining equipment, internal combustion engines, maybe even a steam engine. Go to my website, you'll see Mike Brown steam engines for sale. If you really want to be independent of the grid at a reasonable cost, it's $80,000 infrastructure to set up a 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch style home to run off solar. You can do it with steam for about 1/3 that. It's still a lot of money, but it's a lot of money to save. Steam power, the only steam engines suitable for the use around the ranch at my website, thelibertyman.com. I sell them cheaper than Mike Brown does. That's the agreement we have between us. And there's not hundreds of these on the shelf. There's maybe no more than 2 dozen at any given time of any given model of the 3 models that he sells. He has a small factory with a small staff building these one at a time. And if you want one, you need to get it while you can. It's not the kind of thing you can run out at the last minute once a crisis is at your doorstep and get a steam engine, get it set up, and get it running. No, it simply doesn't work that way. As I sometimes say to a live audience, I'll point to a gentleman, I'll say, "Sir, did you know that a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier is a steamboat?" Break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 16th day of September, 2007, and we got the... It's rare I get a rare chance to get to say this. We have the board all lit up. Rick from Ohio, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, JR?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, the 2-meter rig, is that the same as the portable ham?
Okay. Let's back up a moment so everybody knows what you and I are talking about. 2-meter refers to the wavelength of the frequency of the what you're transmitting, which is roughly 6.5 feet. And in ham radio land, it's the most popular place for ham radio operators is 2 meters. Now you can have a handheld or HT or handy talking in 2 meters, which are restricted to 5 watts or less, so you don't cook your brain, literally. You know what a microwave does to a hamburger? Well, these radios can do the same thing to your brain if you put out enough energy. So the handheld radio is limited to 5 watts. Then you got mobile radios, which typically run 40 to 50 watts, 60 watts, and base stations, which can be a couple hundred, 200-300 watts if you choose. All of them work on 2 meters. Now the repeaters, which take a weak signal or any signal and repeat it out at 50 or 100 or 200 watts, they operate on 2 meters also. And there's repeater sites are all over the United States. There's hundreds and hundreds of them. In fact, there's a book published every year that lists all of them, a very thick little book that lists all the repeater sites all over the country, each of which, of course, is open to any ham radio operator 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay?
Okay, that's very good. Okay, could you give a rundown on the durability, the performance characteristics, the approximate size and weight, and the availability, new and used, and approximate prices on the handheld rigs, and also mention Faraday boxes? Give
okay.
a little rundown on that.
Well, I'll do the Faraday boxes first. The Faraday box was named after Mr. Faraday, who came up with this concept. It's basically a metal box that will protect any electronic equipment that's put inside of it from electromagnetic pulse, EMP. It could be a nice, new, clean galvanized steel garbage can. It could be an ammunition can, a steel ammunition can. It could be any metal box that is sealed up on all six sides so that electronic signal, EMP signal, cannot penetrate it.
It does not penetrate the steel.
Right, precisely. Oh. Now, going back to your question on the HTs, one thing that I've observed and many ham radio operators have observed, and I'm not a hobbyist. I'm not a ham. I'm a ham radio operator and user, but I'm not a hobbyist.
I understand.
These radios, these HT handy talkies, they cater to the hobbyists. And here's what that translates into. The hobbyists are looking for features. And they want as many features as can be packed in as small a device as possible for the best pricing. What that leads to, more often than not, are features that you'll never need or want, and very complex radios.
Right.
Now, many of us, myself included, we've gone to Motorola police-type handheld radios that are, you know, they're cop-proof. They're made for guys that sit there with their coffee and donuts and their radio. You know, they're cops.
Okay.
And they're not hobbyists. They don't want, they don't need, they don't care for multitude of features. They want to be able to have it on the channel, push the button and talk and let up and listen. And that's why Motorola, professional-grade Motorola handheld radios are so highly desirable from my point of view.
Those are 2 meters?
They'll function. These VHF, very high frequency, these VHF police handheld Motorolas will function in that frequency range. Yes, they will.
Okay, good.
Absolutely, they will.
What's the price range on those? Where do you find those?
On eBay, and this is one of the advantages of being in a ham club. You can, and just don't start buying these things, because you can buy stuff that you simply don't want or need. But you can find good quality Motorola used police radios for $75 to $200 in that price range.
Okay.
I would say. And like anything, you get what you pay for. Typically, between $100 and $200, you're going to be a successful bidder on equipment that's worthwhile having.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you much.
And I'm just stating my personal preference and prejudices. Now, I might get a call. In fact, I got a bunch of calls on hold from some ham radio operator that just thinks these hobbyist radios made by Yaesu or ICOM, the various providers for these hobbyists, are just the neatest things in sliced bread, because you can do 20 different things with them.
Right.
I don't want to do 20 different things.
Exactly.
I want to listen, and I want to push a button and talk. That's only 2 things I want to do.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Rick. You're welcome. And we've got Don from Oregon. Don, are you there, sir? Don dropped off. Gary from Tennessee, are you there, sir? Oh, Gary,
yes,
hold
sir.
On. Hold on, hold on, hold on. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my...
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 16th of September, 2007. Before we go back to Gary from Tennessee, another comment on these radios. One that I like and I've used a lot is SmartCom. It's Smart, S-M-A-R-T, Com, C-O-M-M. They make a excellent radio that's used by many volunteer fire department or any kind of fire departments and police departments or Motorola quality, but about half the price or even less. Their SCV, Sierra Charlie Victor 32 VHF. You can get one of those for less than $200, and then you've got package deals that you might come up with chargers and different holders, belt holders, and so forth. Really nice, tough little unit, very simple, easy to use. Gary from Tennessee, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
Oh, there's a lot of things on my mind, John. Okay. Probably as is yours. I'm very concerned about the totality of the legislation that's been passed, and the frosting on the cake was the Military Commissions Act and John Warner Defense Spending Act, which suspends habeas corpus and pati comitatus. And then I'm hearing Bush and Cheney on national TV saying they are above the government and they're going to do what the hell they want to do. And they're continually flipping off this so-called new Democratic Congress. Putting that all aside, survival is the key. Those that are prepared may survive. Those that are unprepared will go to the camp and make tennis shoes for the Chinese. That's
Absolutely.
The bottom line. And I put out a free, all you got to do is send an email request to my mailbox. It's I think it's up to 55 pages now. It's a survival, I call it a manual now. It's not a paper.
And I haven't seen it. Gary, you and I haven't talked for a while. You've expanded it several pages, it sounds like.
Excuse me?
You've expanded your list several pages.
Yeah, it ends up with about 10 more pages every month. But I'm talking about hundreds of hours of research just to put
Absolutely.
This together. And,
well, Gary, it's a lot of work, and I agree with 99%. I would make very minor changes in anything you've got on there. It's very well done. It's a very well done, very extensive list.
For instance, my last really big update on it, I put an alternative doctor, alternative medicinal, that type of thing, and then I went through some of the major players in both networks, Patriot Network, GCN, RBN, and have hit their websites very heavily and got the best of the best off of their websites listed on it, and you're on there with your products and the things that you have, and it's starting to take shape and form. It's not totally organized. It's obviously not complete. This thing will never end. It's going to be an e-book before it's over with.
Yeah,
but,
totally.
I'm going to give out my email address.
Please do that. Yes, it's well worth it.
And they can send a request, and I will mail it. I've been having a problem of the email survival list attachment getting stripped off the email for some reason. Computer gremlins, I guess.
All right.
But,
what's your email address, Gary?
Anyway, it's graybeard42@bellsouth.net. And you must spell graybeard with an E, G-R-E-Y-B-E-A-R-D, numeric 42@bellsouth.net.
That's pretty simple.
And you will have more stuff in that 55 pages than you can go through. It'll take you 6 months to a year just to go through what I've got on that, and it's all in 55 pages. So
it's
kind
a lot
of
work,
in outline
Gary.
Form and quick and dirty, and I added a table of contents so you can go to a specific section within the document very quickly as a matter of convenience.
Well, we really appreciate your efforts there, Gary, and I urge my listeners to send you an email so they can get this electronic version of your list.
It's free of charge, John. I live out here in the woods on $800 a month, and I can't afford to buy all the stuff that all these websites have to offer that I just love to have, but I've got the basics.
Well, and, you'd have to be independently wealthy to buy everything, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd have to be, I probably got $20,000 worth of survival gear in this camp I got here.
Well, most survival gear are just routine tools that men use every day of the week.
Well, they're all listed there. It's
all right.
It's pretty complete, so I'll get off the air.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right, that was Gary in Tennessee. I'll give out that email address slowly so you can send them an email and get this. I encourage people to get this list. It's well worth having. It's Graybeard, spelled with an E, G-R-E-Y, beard42@bellsouth.net. And, Mr. Engineer, please write that down because I know people won't get it and they'll be calling in wanting it from you. Graybeard42@bellsouth.net. Our next caller is Robert. Robert, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
I have something to add to the list.
Okay.
I took the time recently to take some classes in a technique that's called emotional freedom technique. Chiropractors and some people may be aware of this, but it's relatively unknown. There's a website where you can get a PDF file to download for free that shows people how to do this. And what it can accomplish is it can help a person remove themselves from an emotional stress. Like,
Give us a website,
yes,
Robert.
Sure, I'll give it out. It's E-M-O, like Eric, Mike, Oscar, and then the word free, F-R-E-E, .com.
Okay.
And you can help someone who has PTSD after just a few simple treatments with this process, which a person can teach.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, yes.
We start throwing acronyms around, we lose people. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm real guilty of that. I'm always throwing out military acronyms and people wondering what the hell I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead. We're listening.
So the bottom line is this is an each one, teach one kind of a thing. You can learn how to do it yourself if you can carefully follow the demonstrations. There are also some flash demos that are online. If you kind of dig around through the website, you'll find some various videos on YouTube and places that are linked off that website I just gave out. But
Robert, let me just interrupt you. I'm very familiar with the concept. My wife is a chiropractor. Dr. Moore has been a chiropractor since 1985, and she is, as most chiropractors are, she's very aware of the emotional components in everybody's health and vitality, not just people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and other things. It affects everybody all the time. Go ahead.
It does, and it affects every aspect of your life. I've been using this technique to rid myself of a few bad habits, one of them being procrastination. Although I am self-employed and I do a lot, I know I can do more. And I'm also using it to reinforce my health, so to speak. I am a healthy person, but I'm always working on getting healthier. And it does a person a lot of good. This is a combination of things. I would consider part of it related to acupuncture and also related to prayer. There's a lot of things put together in this, but it is completely non-denominational, and I can personally say that it works. And I like it so much, I spent a couple of $100 recently to take some courses. So there are two courses offered.
I'm really pleased to hear this, Robert. There's a number of different ways to achieve the same goal, and understanding the spiritual emotional component of health is, from my understanding and knowledge, absolutely critical. It is absolutely critical.
It's sad that Americans are raised to think everything is a matter of mechanics and intellectual perspective.
Well, yeah,
but
you're right. Traditional medicine, or what we call allopathic medicine, we're just 150, 200 pounds of a mixture of chemicals. That's all our body is. Traditional allopathic medicine doesn't have a clue about the spiritual emotional components that go into people's health and vigor.
Yeah. Yeah, just as there are four points on the compass, we are really made up of four things. It is, it's body, spirit, emotion, and intellect. And, if I could kind of summarize,
that's good.
If you don't have it all, then you're not going to have a full life.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your input in the call. Thank you, sir.
Right.
And we've got George from Pennsylvania. You're there, sir. Go ahead, George. You're on the air. George must be.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yep. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I had a couple things to give to the people today. Those old razor straps, remember them?
Well, sure. A lot of barbers still have them. My barber uses a straight razor when he trims my hair.
Okay. If you want to get your hands on one of those, you can go to excaliburcutlery.com and go to the shaving, where it says shaving supplies.
Sure.
And you can get one for $50. I needed that for my knives, so I got one. And then I know a lot of people went out and bought knives and different things like that. But there's very few places that you're going to get something to sharpen it on that's worth having.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so the best place that I found for that was danswhetstones.com. Those are Arkansas stones. And if you want it to be sharp, you're going to have to go from a medium fine to the black extra fine, and you'll have a razor edge on it. The next thing was, as far as the rest of the people's supplies, they should have some diarrhea tablets.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of the natural treatments. Was it cheese, tea, and bananas? All will all help plug you up, I know, as three different things.
All right. Well, then, the diarrhea tablets, they're taking those off the shelf where I got mine at, but I got more than enough of them. And I don't need any more of them. But they're taking them off the shelf, and I asked the girl, why are they taking those tablets off the shelves? And she goes, well, they told us that they wanted them. And I says, well, who told you that? Well, my manager told me, she says, and I guess somebody was around and wanted them taken off the shelf. Somebody.
Really?
Yeah, but, yes, sir. And then the next thing I wanted to let everybody know about is an organization called TACDA.org. It's T-A-C-D-A. And what that stands for is the American Civil Defense Association. You go to that website and click on their store, and they got all kinds of supplies there, cheaper than you're going to get them even in the cheap stores you can go to. They've got it cheaper. They've got those shovels and trenching tools. I think they're $6 or $8 if you want that, and just a bunch of different things.
I've seen their publications, George, but I haven't seen their website. It's TACDA.org?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sounds good.
And then the next thing that I got is e-sutures.com, e-sutures for sutures.
Right.
And I talked to a nurse that lives around here, and they have these deals on out-of-date sutures. You can get a real good deal on them. And I had her look at that for me to see if it was worth having. And she goes, well, they can't use them at the hospital, but there's nothing wrong with them.
Right.
I said, so how long would I be able to keep those for? She goes, I don't know, just probably indefinitely. Just put them in a plastic bag and compress them. And she goes, well, they should last for an awful long time.
Well,
I wanted to mention them.
Yeah.
And then for those people that know how to, even if you don't know how to use it that good, first aid supplies, a defibrillator. They've got defibrillators now where you don't even have to know when to shock that person. It'll tell you when.
Really?
Yeah. And so we managed to get one for $395.
Right.
And so it's made by LifePak, the LifePak 500 automated exterior.
These defibrillators are becoming ubiquitous. You're starting to see them around just like fire extinguishers.
That's because you're going to be needing them. That's why. Anyways, the only thing you're going to have to buy extra for this thing, it's really compact. I mean, it's little enough to where you could carry that in a backpack. It's that small.
Right.
The only thing you have to get extra for those would be the pads. There's the pads that go on the end have an electrode coming from them. You'll have to get some extra ones of those, because when you peel the sticky stuff off and you've used that on somebody, you have to throw those away because, So, and they have them now where it says reliable and easy to use, even for lay people with minimal training.
Really?
This one right here,
And I thought,
you were talking about saving lives. And
that's
so I checked into some of this stuff, and I went, well, I wonder where you could get something like that, because if somebody doesn't have the proper training, they're not going to know how to use it. So now, if you even have CPR training, you could use this because you don't have to know when to push that red button. It'll tell you.
Amazing.
You're going to open this up like you do the foldable cell phones, and your screen is there. And it's already showing you what's going on. And if they go into if they start going south on you, it'll say shock.
Just
push the red button. And you've shocked them. You've just saved your loved one's life.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it just leads you right through it. As you're going along through this process, and then you go, now what? and that'll tell you normal sinus rhythm or still in VTAC, and then it'll say shock again. And you just follow the directions, and I thought there ain't that much time left for people to get all this training. So I thought, well, what if I can cut them through it a little bit? And so
that's
I did
helpful.
Today by sharing that with you. And what you'd have to do is just go to Google and put home defibrillators, and some stuff will come up where you can get one. If you get the right one, I don't have my website here where we got ours from, but there is a website on there where they've got them for $350. I think they were $350. I'm not quite sure.
Pretty neat.
And then I wanted to let people know about the chloramine in the water. It's like an ammonia, and that's in all the bottled water has it in it, and that'll cause nerve damage. It mixes with the fluoride.
Okay.
With those
I'll look that up. We got Scoot. Thank you for your call, George. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got two more calls. We're going to get these guys in before the end of the hour. John in Texas, are you there, sir? Speak up, John.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. John, you were talking about communications radios.
Yes, sir.
And you had mentioned 2 meters.
Right.
And way that it functioned. I've often wondered about this. If we have a blackout, if for some reason, let's say...
The power grid goes down?
Yeah, okay. The power grid goes down. Are these repeaters going to function?
It depends. Usually these repeaters are run by ham radio clubs. Some of them have battery backup. Some of them have generator backup. Some have no backup at all. But their primary use is for emergency communications. Most of the repeaters I know have some form of backup that will last anywhere from a day or two to a week or two, depending on the setup.
Okay, okay. Because I realize that I don't know if everybody has stopped to think about this, but cell phones are going to be basically useless.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't even work in Louisiana. New Orleans.
There's two ways cell phones can be knocked out. One is they physically destroy the network, like what happened with Katrina. The other is like what happened with 9/11 in New York. Just too many phone calls will shut down the grid.
Right. Okay. If do you ever use 10 meters?
I don't. My license, I've got the no-code tech license. I am not authorized to use the 10 meters. I've listened occasionally, but I don't talk on it.
Okay, okay. the reason I mention that is because the Minutemen in South Texas are using 10 meters.
10 meters is better for long-distance communication without repeaters. That's why they use it.
Okay,
now.
Okay.
Right.
Do you have a source for these, you said, SmartCom police fire radios? Now, these are used radios, aren't they?
New radios. Well, you can get them used off eBay, but I just found a place on the internet just a few months ago that carries this stuff.
New?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let's see here. Go to communications, and here we are. This outfit is called Multicom. Their website is radiohq.com, www.radiohq.com. And they've got brand new smart comms for $189.95. Plus shipping, I imagine. I doubt they include shipping. I wouldn't buy batteries from these people because it doesn't look like they carry the nickel metal hydride batteries. I try to stay away from the nickel NiCads myself.
Okay.
We need to get to our last, John, we need to get to our last call before the time's up here. Call in next week, okay? And this goes for George in Pennsylvania. If you're listening, George, call in next week earlier in the show. Jerry in from Michigan, are you there, sir?
Hi, John. I'm Jerry. I'm a radio technician and amateur radio operator, and I've worked with commercial equipment for many years.
And guess what, Jerry?
Right at
you're gonna have to call in next week. I'm sorry. Please do. Please call in next week. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Call in early. We jam up at the end of the show. We're out of time. You all have a good week, a safe week, and God bless America.
With recent